From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The Securities and Exchange Commission wants to put CEO salaries in the spotlight. It is proposing a new rule that would require publicly traded companies to disclose the ratio between what they pay their CEOs and the median pay of their employees. Companies have complained this median number is difficult to come by. Charles Elson is a professor of law at the University of Delaware and director of the John L. Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance. He's with me now to discuss. Charles, welcome.
It's good to be with you.
Well, why is the SEC making this move now, do you think? This was part of the Dodd-Frank reforms back in 2010. Why now?
Because it is a complicated formulation for a company to do. At the time the bill was passed, there was concern that, this number wasn't readily available and it would take a lot of work to get there. And I think it's taken the SEC a lot of work to figure out how to get a company to that number.
Well, what about the idea? Do you think that it makes sense for a company to have to disclose what the CEO makes compared with what the average worker makes or the median worker makes?
I think it's an important number for the board's consideration of CEO pay and their evaluation. I'm not so sure that, this specific number is particularly relevant to investors. When the number was developed or the requirement was developed in Dodd-Frank, it wasn't the result of a broad call for the number from the institutional investment community. It came from a particular segment. And I'm not so sure where this number sort of fits in ultimately. I think that's the problem.
You don't think it's relevant or what?
Well, I think it's relevant, but not it's not dispositive, as we say in the legal biz. It's an interesting number. It's a shocking number in some companies, I'm sure, but I don't think it really gets us that far in evaluating CEO pay. The real issue is the CEO's pay consistent with the pay in the rest of the organization, not is it consistent with the pay of the median worker.
And in many cases, it is clearly not consistent. We've seen in some cases companies in this country that are paying their CEO 350 times that of the average American worker.
Absolutely. And the real issue is when CEO's pay diverges from the pay of everyone else in the organization and the scheme of the organization, does that pay create a disincentive for everyone else to work effectively in the organization? I think that's the big question.
And do you think it does?
I think a lot of organizations, it does, yeah, because I think that pay today is determined not on the basis of what everyone else is paid in the company. It's paid on the basis of what other CEOs are being paid. And that's a real problem because when your pay is created based on what someone else in another company is doing, I think it creates a real divergence between your pay scheme and everyone else's in the organization. It also creates radically higher pay on your part. And I think that when you diverge too greatly from others within your organization, it creates a real disincentive for them to do their jobs enthusiastically.
Do you think shareholders who have this information would be likely to reduce the pay of the CEO or increase the pay of the workers when they see the disparity?
I think it's a shock number that will shock you the first time, but I don't really see its importance going forward. Again, I think the notion of looking at the ratios of CEO pay to everyone else's in the organization is worth looking at. But the ratio, specific ratio of the CEO to a median pay, I'm just not so sure where it gets you. I think it's important for the board, critically important. And maybe you could argue that's important for the shareholders in evaluating how the board's doing in the area. But I, as I said, if it were a critical number, it would have been demanded by investors for a long time. It never has been.
Charles Elson is the director of the John L. Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. Professor Elson, thanks so much.
Great being with you.
Well, let us know what you think. Is it important to know the difference between what the CEO makes and what the median worker pay is at a company? You can go to hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.